This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says the war on Hamas is far from over. This as the increasingly global conflict spills into 2024.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a media briefing over the weekend in which he said the war is in full swing, but warned it will continue for many more months. He also spoke of threats posed by Iran. The Islamic Republic backs Yemeni Houthis, a group the United States formerly designated as a terrorist organization. Western allies say Houthis attack and disrupt shipping commerce passing through the Red Sea. The White House says it's considering reclassifying them as a terror group. Congressional Republicans say the White House needs to do more to curb Tehran's proxies. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Hospital officials in central Gaza say at least 35 people were killed in Israeli strikes on Sunday. The U.S. says its forces shot and killed several Iran-backed Houthi rebels when they tried to attack a cargo ship in the Red Sea. Three more suspects detained in Germany over an attack threat on Cologne Cathedral.
German authorities say they have detained three more people in connection with a reported threat of an attack on the Cologne Cathedral over the holiday period. The detention Sunday morning come only days after a 30-year-old Tajik man was taken into custody in relation to an alleged plot to attack the world-famous cathedral by Islamic extremists in the western German city. German news agency DPA reports that all four suspects allegedly belong to a larger network that includes people across Germany and in other European countries. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Denmark's queen, Margrethe II, has announced that she plans to abdicate after 52 years and hand the throne over to her son, Crown Prince Frederik.